The Bible tells us not to grieve the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? I knew a family in another city. The couple had a child in midlife, a baby girl, their only child. You can imagine how they loved and doted over this girl. They tried as hard as any parents to show her love, to provide for her every need, and to encourage her to make the best of her life. Jennifer was pretty, smart, popular, athletic. She had everything going for her. When she was a senior in high school, she started going with a bad boy. She stopped studying, isolated herself from her friends, quit school, and ran off with a boy. Her parents were grieved. They couldn't understand. All their hopes and dreams for this little girl were dashed. Their hearts were broken. That's a picture of how we grieve the Lord. The sad truth is that all of us have done something like this to one degree or another. The good news is that Jennifer came back. She regretted her foolish actions and she loved her mother and daddy as much as anyone can love parents. We can love God and make Him proud of us.
Thank you for listening to Dr. John Granger.